The Native Hawaiian Reorganization Act of 2007 would create a single, unified, and sovereign government for the state's indigenous population. Debbie Schumacher is a trustee for the village of Hobart. She and other members of the board wrote Congressman Steve Kagan last week, saying passage of the act would set a poor precedent for thousands of Native American groups seeking similar recognition.
We're opposed to federal recognized tribes that refuse to adhere to local zoning, environmental regulations, refuse to pay sales tax. That gives them special privileges or omits them from following local municipality laws and rules.
Hobart's located on the Oneida Nation of Wisconsin's reservation. The village and the tribe have sparred over issues of land acquisition, taxes, and municipal expenses. While Hobart officials say the Native Hawaiian Reorganization Act would waste scarce financial resources and expand government bureaucracy, Kathy Hughes, vice chair for the Oneida Nation, disagrees. Hughes says the Oneida support sovereignty for Hawaii's indigenous population. She adds disputes between different governments can be resolved peacefully and without rhetoric.
The fact that we recognize that we have problems and can sit down at a table and discuss them is the point that we need to get to the village of Hobart. Trying to create this mass hysteria on a national perspective isn't productive.
Calls to Congressman Kagan's office seeking comments on the legislation were not returned. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.